Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. It's a little snowy outside. I am so glad to see all of you, and I'm so glad that you made it safe. And my prayer is that when you go home, you'll make it home equally safe. But it's good to be together. It's good to add our voices to those of our sisters and brothers across the globe in giving thanks and praise to God as we continue this green season after the Epiphany. I'm glad you're here. Someone may have needed you to be here today. So thanks for being here, especially if you're with us online. We've gathered this morning so that we might be in worship. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Let us rise and sing together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
So with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Our first lesson comes from the 9th chapter of Isaiah. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, The Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. We have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 4th chapter. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Recently, I was reading an article about a part of the United States. It encompasses 12% of the land mass of the continental United States, and less than 1% of the population of the United States lives there. It stretches from the Canadian border all the way down to the Mexican border. It includes parts of North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. It's this thin strip of the country, north and south, and only 3 million people live there, all told. To put that in perspective, there are 3 million people in and around Denver, Colorado, all right? And this stretch of country from north to south, you know, the largest city in that area has 170,000 people in it. Now, the article that I was reading was talking about the geography of being just east of the Rocky Mountains. This area is also prone to wide temperature fluctuations. There's difficulty in agriculture. And then also way back, there was the fierce defense made by the native populations in the area sort of explain why there's just not many people who have settled there even to this day. Now, the truth is that that strip of land might be in the middle of the landmass of the United States, But that's a place that's really on the edges and in the extreme. Because not many people choose to live there, but those that do, they're a hardy lot and they need to be sufficient in and of themselves. Now, I mention any of this because geography is a part of what we have heard from Scripture this morning. We hear both from Isaiah and from Matthew of places that people in their day knew, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Now, that was the geography up around Nazareth, up north. That geography was laughed over by some. It was passed through as quickly as possible by most people. It was in the extreme in Jesus' day. Close to Galilee, close to the Gentile territory, overrun with darkness. At least that's how Isaiah was seeing it. It was this land, lost in the shadow of Gentile temptation, lost in the persecution and violence of its day, this land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, this was what was in search of light and care. And from Isaiah, that light is promised, and in Jesus, that light has come. This is the hope that we find in Isaiah's message, because the light of God's love will come and it will increase joy. It will save us from our imprisonment and domination because God is with us. This light Isaiah talks about comes to all those in extreme. It comes to the outcast and imprisoned. It comes to the sick, the hungry, the poor. This light comes to banish the darkness. This light comes to cling to all of us when we are on the edges and find no hope and no peace. This is the light that Isaiah's audience is awaiting. This is the light that we celebrated all through Advent and Christmas and now into Epiphany. This light of God's love shines in Christ Jesus our Lord. This light of our hope arrives for all people. And the love of God is with us, and we receive the call. You see, the call that we are meant to hear today is the proclamation of Jesus as he begins his ministry. The proclamation of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We are called to repent, to turn away from our wandering in the dark, our journey away from our Lord, and instead to turn back to God, because God's love is there. The light is there. The grace and forgiveness, the care and guidance, the assistance that Jesus gives us is always there. Too often, we're facing away from it all, trapped by the temptations of the world and our sinful selves. We are imprisoned by our weaknesses, imprisoned by others' exploitation, imprisoned by our sin. But the call comes for us to repent, to turn away from the darkness and to turn toward the light. That is what Jesus was doing as he began his ministry, calling to everyone and all of the people that would hear him, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, as near as with us. And God's love is just a turn away. And Jesus began that ministry at home where he grew up with his parents. Jesus began that ministry in that extreme area of Zebulun and Naphtali at the edges of syncretism and temptations. And he calls out concerning God's love and God's light. He calls out concerning our hope and peace that we might feel and share. Today, in the gospel story, Jesus starts those calls with Andrew and Peter to James and John. And we are all of us intimidated by their response. This call to repentance, this truth-telling that the kingdom of heaven is here among us, is not made to scholars or rabbis. It's not made to Pharisees or Sadducees, not to rulers or leaders. It's made to fishermen up north. This call is made to regular, normal people with no fancy claims or titles or anything, because they see Jesus. Now, maybe they've been watching and listening for a bit as they see Jesus. But they hear Jesus as he calls them to follow. Andrew, Peter, James, John, they may see the light that Jesus is bringing along with him. They may hear the promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation. But the amazing thing that they do is they drop everything and follow. Brought up on the promises of Isaiah, they drop everything and step into the light. I don't know about you, but I have always found that part of this story amazingly intimidating. Jesus speaks, and they drop everything to follow. You see, I believe that we read these stories because Matthew didn't want us to read a bunch of stories about people who turned Jesus down, because there had to be some people who did that, because people to this day turn Jesus down in his call to repentance. But what we see through Peter and Andrew, through James and John, is the power of the light, the strength of the love, the appeal of caring for the world as they all drop everything. Follow Jesus. We too are on the edges and in the extremes in many and various ways. The devil, the world, and our sinful selves are constantly tempting us. And in our weakness, we fall and we face the darkness and we find places to hide ourselves in the shadows. Into our lives, every single day, Jesus comes, shining with the light of God's love and calling us all to repent and to discover that the kingdom of heaven is right here at hand. We are not rabbis or scholars. We may not be rulers or leaders in the world, but we are loved by God. And this call of Jesus goes out to all, to CEOs and to principals, as well as custodians and auto mechanics, to nurses and EMTs, to hairstylists, teachers, farmers, accountants, people who work on factory floors. All of us can be in the darkness and at the extremes, but the love of God is here for us all, calling us into the light and then calling us to share the light. Those first disciples were called to follow, and they were promised that they would have an effect on the lives of the people around them. We receive that same call and those same promises. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That is the daily question that we get to answer. Are we going to follow Jesus? Are we going to repent and turn back and discover God's love for us that provides guidance and strength, forgiveness and hope? Are we going to walk into each day with the kindness and the care that Jesus gives us all, sharing that with all the people we meet? Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling out to all of us. Will you come? Will you follow? Amen. Let us celebrate and remember our baptism as we join together, confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Let us rise. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Make your church one in purpose, proclaiming the message of the cross. Help us to work together across differences. Energize ecumenical partnerships, including the World Council of Churches and the Lutheran World Federation. Lord, in your mercy, we rejoice at the bounty of your creation. Fill the land and sea with your abundance. Bless harvests in the summer southern hemisphere and fallow fields in the northern hemisphere. Equip farmers to till and keep the earth sustainably. Lord, in your mercy, In Christ, your reign comes near and calls all to repentance. Break the rod of the oppressor in every nation. Dispel the shadow of death in places of war and persecution. Grant us leaders who lift the yoke that burden those in need. Lord, in your mercy, be a stronghold for those in trouble and a rock for all who are afraid. Rouse communities to care for neighbors who need shelter, are facing maltreatment, or are isolated and lonely. Lord, in your mercy, God of healing and grace, there are many who need your presence and power. We pray for those who suffer illness and injury with accident and disease. We pray for these who are known to us all and who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Bob, Sharon, Phyllis, Jack, Judith, John, Rhonda, Jim, Jean and Brian, Cody, Kevin, and Parker. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, and save us all. Lord, in your mercy, sustain the ministries of this congregation and all churches in this community. Nurture each congregation's unique witness to your presence. Foster mutual respect. Inspire our cooperation in loving our neighbor. Lord, in your mercy, we praise you for the faithful who have gone ahead of us, both famous and unknown. Especially, we pray for Carol. Help us to leave our nets and follow and bring us with them to the fullness of your promise of life eternal. Lord, in your mercy, we bring to you our needs and hopes, O God, trusting your wisdom and power revealed in Christ crucified. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. You are indeed holy, almighty and merciful God. You are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy will and to accomplish all things for our salvation. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his salutary command, his life-giving passion and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, and the promise of his coming again, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. And we ask you mercifully to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and receiving the forgiveness of sin may be formed to live as your holy people and be given our inheritance with all your saints. To you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you, and in the power of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace.
I belong to you.
Rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are also sent into the world in love and service. And so together we pray, holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be safe as you go home. Have a wonderfully blessed week as you go into the world with hope.
May God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Every day I could be a light unto the world every day.